3 weeks ago this day, on August 6th, Jimmy Aldoud of Sterling Heights died in Iraq. He had lived in the United States since he was an infant. He had struggled through the years with mental illness and homelessness, and he'd racked up a string of convictions for various crimes. As part of the government crackdown on non-citizens who've committed crimes, Jimmy Aldoud was deported to Iraq in June. He died less than 2 months later. His family said he may have died from lack of insulin to treat his diabetes. Martin Manna is president of the Chaldean Community Foundation and the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce. Martin, can you give us an update on when Mr. Aldoud's remains should be returned here to Michigan?
Well, I just got off the phone with Congressman Levin's office and Iraq's ambassador to the United States, and it seems as if Jimmy's remains will be sent back to the U.S. This coming Friday.
What has this process been like? What's been most challenging in trying to bring Jimmy back to Michigan?
Well, the U.S. State Department has to approve any remains coming back to the U.S. I think it was also complicated that Jimmy wasn't a U.S. citizen. We were also dealing with the Muslim holiday Eid, and so the Iraqi government was shut down for more than a week for the celebration. And so there's just a lot of bureaucracy. You need to get approvals from two different countries and then discuss the process in which how to bring the remains back here.
So at least you're feeling that Friday may be the day.
It looks that way. I mean, I'm finally getting some paperwork. The Chaldean Community Foundation is offering to help on the transfer, and we've been working with, you know, our elected leaders and even the Iraqi government. So it does seem like this is the final pieces are now in place, and they've given us a date of Friday. I hope they could stick to it.
Martin, how has Jimmy's death affected the Chaldean community?
It's brought a lot of pain and anxiety, I think, to many people who are concerned about their loved ones that are still at risk of deportation. This has been an ongoing ordeal since June of 2017. Thankfully, many people have had their day in court, and they've been victorious, and they do have a pathway to citizenship. But for a few hundred, that still is not the case. So there's been a heightened sense of anger and anxiety and fear about what's to come next. I mean, everyone was talking that if people are sent back to Iraq, people might be killed, they might be put in a predicament in which they have nothing, they have no one to turn to, and certainly all those the worst fears came true with what happened to Jimmy Aldoud.
Just to get everybody kind of up to speed on the latest numbers, how many Iraqi Christians have been deported already? Do you have an idea?
I don't have a specific number. I mean, it's probably, still in the teens, low 20s. I think what happened is the initial injunction from the court here helped people really have their day in court. Some people still don't have any remedies, and it's just a matter of time, unfortunately, before they may be deported, unless either the administration intervenes or there is a bill in Congress that finally gets through committee and gets passed.
Yeah, how many are in that situation where it appears they are slated for deportation?
Well, there's still many at risk. So when and how they're going to be deported, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But there's probably still a few hundred people that are at risk of being deported that are on final orders of removal.
And you have had meetings with Trump administration officials in the past, including with Vice President Mike Pence. And I'm just wondering, since Jimmy Aldoud's death, have you spoken with anyone at the White House or Homeland Security or ICE?
Well, we've spoken directly to Vice President Pence's office. We've had conversations directly with a lot of the legislators to see if they could get this bill moving, including McCarthy, who has talked to the president directly about this issue. Other people very close to the president have brought up this issue. So since the death, you know, there's been a heightened sense of urgency to try to get something accomplished with the administration. But unfortunately, after all these years of trying, I don't believe that this administration has any, there's no indication that they're going to intervene here and stop any further deportations.
All right, then let's go look at Congress. Certainly Michigan Congressman Andy Levin and also John Molinar, both congressmen have been very outspoken in all of this. So where are they at? And tell us more about this bill.
Sure. The bill would grant what's called deferred enforced departure. It's important to know that President Trump recently granted something similar for Liberians. He granted them another year of deferral so that they can't be deported because of country conditions. When you talk about Iraq, our government here in the U.S. just claimed that just removed all non-emergency personnel from that country. They talked about Iraq is not a safe place to travel to because of armed conflict, terrorism, and many other things. So it's just difficult to understand how this our government can send people back to the same country in which they're removing all of their own personnel from because of the dangers there. So this act in Congress that was introduced by both Molinar and Levin would grant deferral from any deportations to Iraq for at least 2 years while we discuss, while we look at whether or not country conditions will improve. Mm-hmm. The other reason is it gets people their chance to get through these immigration courts, which are really overwhelmed now because so many people are dealing with immigration issues, and because of the enforcement, it's taking them a year or two just to get in front of a judge. And so the challenge has been, like many other things in Congress, you really can't get much done. The bill is stuck in committee. It's not even being heard. And it's politics. You know, it's the Judiciary Committee, and their main focus right now is impeaching Donald Trump, and you're not getting much business done out of that committee. So the Republicans and Democrats are pretty much at each other's throats, and we can't seem to get this bill just to even be considered and put on the floor for voting. Most people we talk to are very sympathetic, and I do think it'll pass if it could just get through committee.
Then it faces the Senate.
Then it faces the Senate. And again, I do believe most people would be sympathetic with this. And I do believe eventually if we get the right sponsors that it'll pass both the House and Senate. And I also believe that the president would sign this bill because he needs a way out. You know, he's playing to his base that he's enforcing this. This will give him a chance to blame Congress, right?
Hmm. Martin, an article in Politico over the weekend detailed efforts by some in the Trump administration to deport Iraqi Christians to Armenia, next door to Iraq, and predominantly Christian. It's being discussed as a possibility. What are your thoughts about that idea?
Well, there's a process, so you can't just pick and choose where you want to go. I mean, if you do, that other country has to be willing to accept you. So I don't believe that's coming from the Trump administration. I believe what's happening is people are just trying to lay additional blame on the administration and saying they should find another place for them to go. But, you know, why would those countries accept them if they're not nationals? Many of them have a criminal background, and so they have no, just like in Iraq, they have no family or anybody in those countries. I think some people here were hopeful maybe they could go to Canada or other countries willing to accept them, but it's not that easy. Those countries have to be willing to accept you before you could be deported to that country.
Do you have hope that anything in this logjam will break and change anytime soon?
Well, I have a lot of hope. I mean, we're fighting every day. I believe in our members. This is one of the very few bills since President Trump has been elected that has bipartisan support. Both the ranking leader for the Republicans and the Speaker have said that they would support this bill for us. And so it's bipartisan. It's just a matter of can we get the politics out of this to save people's lives? It's becoming that important. So we're going to continue to do what we can. We're also a very large community here. There's 160,000 Chaldeans. I remind people that all the time. Some 85,000 registered Chaldean voters. We've had national and international media in town talking about, will this community, who tends to be conservative because it's all about faith and family, continue to support people who haven't been supportive of them? I think all of this is going to shake out here in the short term because there's going to be implications that can help even impact the national election.
What do you think we should do with Iraqi Christians who have committed crimes here in the U.S. and who are not citizens? What's the answer in your view?
Well, you know, we've been looking at individual cases. And most of them now have been here 30, 40 years or longer. You go back to Clinton, then Bush, then Obama, and then even Bush again. They weren't deported under those administrations. The vast, overwhelming majority of them have led very productive lives. They're paying taxes. They have families. All of their family members are now citizens. And so how do we send them back to a country in which the U.S. bears responsibility? Remember, the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003. We've gone from 1.5 million Christians to fewer than 200,000. The U.S. government also claimed that there was a genocide committed against Chaldeans and other Christians in that country by ISIS. So how can we send people back to a country in which genocide was committed against these people, in a country in which their government continues to enact laws through their parliament that are counter to Christianity? So what should we do with them? We should continue to make sure that they're leading productive lives here. If they're not, they should be treated as criminals. But I could tell you, 95 to 98% of these people are on the right track. They did their time, and they should be offered a path to citizenship.
Martin, Jimmy's family friend, who happens also to be an attorney, said to me that Jimmy lost hope fighting his case in immigration court, essentially gave up. Has this been the case with other families who have loved ones facing deportation? I mean, is there a sense this is an unwinnable situation?
For many people, unfortunately, that answer is yes. They are locked up. They're being detained. They're not being treated kindly in detention. They're often pressured to sign documents for voluntary removal. And so these are issues that we've brought up numerous times to the local director of ICE here and also at the national level to Secretary of Homeland Security about the humane treatment of the people that are being detained. So, you know, imagine being in a very small cell and being manipulated by different guards. Eventually, you know, people will give in and they'll say, I just want to get out of this predicament. Send me to wherever. I can't be locked up any longer.
Martin Manna, president of the Chaldean Community Foundation and the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce. Martin, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.